Exercise 16, page 97. Text 1.
Did you have a good time at Julia's birthday party? I'm sorry I couldn't make it. I had all these preparations to do for today.
Well, let me tell you, you've done a great job. It's all very tasteful. What an amazing couple.
They were, weren't they? And just imagine, 50 years together, and then they die on the same day.
I'd never seen a more loving couple. I went to one of her birthday parties, 90 years old each, and yet they danced together all night.
Well, I saw them at their last anniversary party, and they held hands all evening. So touching.
Yes, very. By the way, what time are we due at the cemetery? They say it's going to rain at around 3.
Oh, we'll be well finished by then.
Text 2.
A bit of teenage rebelliousness is to be expected at his age, but your son's behavior is starting to get in the way of his learning and that of the rest of his class.
All teens are like that, though, aren't they? I mean, in my day, you could never get away with what we let our young people say and do these days.
I don't know about that. Every generation tends to say the same thing.
Maybe it's just my impression then. And I suppose I did have a particularly strict upbringing.
How is Paul's home life?
Not wonderful after his father and I broke up. He's hardly seen him since he moved out.
That's a definite problem. Some time with a male figure is very important at his age. It doesn't have to be constant, but quality time every week is essential.
Once a month is closer to the mark. I'll talk to my ex-husband about it.
Text 3. There is an African saying, it takes a village to raise a child. And what is meant by this, of course, is that bringing up a child is not just the job of parents, but also grandparents, uncles and aunts, godparents, neighbors, and other members of the child's local community. And this is true, and I think it indicates the main reason for the fact that parenting has become the number one source of stress for many adults. Ranking above career progress, old age, world problems, and even death. The nuclear family places the mother and father under a kind of jar with their 1.2 children, or whatever the average number is these days in the West. And in that jar, they stay for 18 whole years, hoping they're doing the right thing, but unable to find out until the child comes of age and moves out. And often, that's too long. As a family counselor, I am faced daily with mothers and fathers who have reached the end of their tether, terrified that they're doing harm to their children. And the message I have for them all is the same. Relax and enjoy, first of all. Your children's growing up should be a time of joy. Your anxiety shows that you care, and that's what a child needs. Care, love, and attention. What they don't need is an atmosphere of stress, because a child can detect stress and does not have the necessary maturity to deflect it. They will catch it as they would a cold, and a stressed child is an unhappy child. Second, open up and let others in. Bring the village into your life and make your home the center of a village. The more people there are in your child's life, the less the focus is on you and your responsibilities. This is not to say that you will become less important to your child, because the mother and father are always the center of a child's universe. But you become less massive, less like a giant star, or a black hole pulling every emotion, detail, and experience into it. This gives your child a little more freedom too. And a child needs freedom. In just 18 years, they need to acquire the capabilities to become independent, live alone, hold down a job, conduct friendships, and eventually, if they wish, become parents themselves. And that can only happen if the parents can let go slowly, carefully. Always keep in mind that your child will stumble at times, will fall. You will always be there to pick them up, comfort them if they are hurt. But fall they must, and that's nothing to lose sleep over.